This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, everybody. Man, this is a great day. Hi, Adrian.
Hello, Dad.
What are you doing?
I am looking very short on this particular camera.
You are very short on every command. So
now,
usually he's like Tom Cruise. He's all, he sits on boxes and all kinds of stuff. But he may be as tall, but he can never be as wide. Our faces will never be as wide. Oh, man, is it good to be here. We have got a great show for you today. And good golly, what we got coming up for you is unbelievable. Dr. Ben Hardy coming up. This guy is a beast. He wrote Who Not How with Dan Sorensen. If you guys haven't read that book, you have to go buy it. It will blow your mind. We've got Mark Victor Hansen. We've got Kim Kiyosaki. We've got Ivan Meisner. I mean, the list is going on, but none of those people are close to as good as our guest today.
He's the turning point in our good luck.
This is it. We are spinning our show around you. That's that simple, because you're that important to us. You were on here once before. Adrian was telling me all the stories that you told. Adrian went back and listened to the previous show again, all your stories of just your experience of being Hagrid. Have you read Harry Potter yet?
No.
Okay. Hagrid's this gigantic guy among little people. And that's how you were in Asia. And you told all those stories about being like 11 feet tall and all that stuff. So that's what that was all about. But please hear. Yeah, so that was a pretty terrible joke, but it wasn't even a joke. Whatever it was bad. He was a giant. I was a giant in Russia, so I know what that feels like. So tell us the story, Jeff. How are you, man?
Doing great. Yeah. You know, it's... You know, just raising kids and, you know, doing what we all do in network marketing. And that's great because we got Zoom and other tools that we've used during this pandemic to stay in touch. And it's been very helpful. But, yeah, I've been not as much traveling, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You know, getting ready to start traveling soon next year.
Are you in your house?
Yeah.
What on earth?
I know. I want to go. All this is about trying to get an invitation to Jeff's house, which has yet to happen, Jeff, but we're working on it.
How big is that? How high is that ceiling behind you?
Oh, gosh. I'm not sure. It's maybe 25 feet or more. I don't know.
Did you buy that house or build it?
Well, okay. So we bought. We paid for an original house, bought an original house. And it was like 4,500 square feet. And then we added 6,500 square feet onto it, which is this side. This is the third floor, the top floor. So there's two floors below. And so the middle floor is guest rooms, a lounge, a theater. And then below that is a gym.
Wow.
So, yeah. And then we got like 5,000 square feet of decking around the house.
It's like the it's like a retreat center all into itself, huh?
Well, you know, hey, when I moved here, I said I'd be raising kids till I drop, so I might as well go out big, right? So
that's exactly right. And basically what you built is what I built in Colorado, which was a grandchild trap.
Yeah.
I've been married 14 times, so I've got ex-wives and kids and grandkids everywhere, and it turns into a huge competition for the attention of the grandkids. So that's what I did. So that's the same thing.
Oh, you know, so that's right. So my sons, that, you know, my youngest son, he has all his friends come over here. At least I see what's going on, you know.
Yeah, that's it. Well, you keep your enemies right in front of you, that a baby. So here's the deal.
That's right.
So what's going on with network marketing these days? You're doing Zooms, you're working, you're training like crazy. Everybody loves you. And you work your fingers to the bone, making sure that people remember you, and you stay active, don't you?
You know, you know how it is. So there's times you give more, and there's times that you say, hey, I want to do other things. That's why we got into network marketing, right?
Mm-hmm.
To do things we're passionate about, things we love to do. But yeah, so I mean, back in this summer, for example, the company that I've been with for 22 years, all of a sudden they created a new top rank position in the comp plan. I'm like, what? You know, like as if the top position we had before wasn't hard enough. Like very few people ever qualified that rank every month anyway. So, but you know, but that's okay. So I asked myself the question that I've always been lecturing my leaders and other people on, my friends in other companies, if you're not at a rank position that you want to be, it's only because you haven't made your mind up to do it yet.
Yep.
That's it. So I said, okay, so looking in the mirror, say, okay, dummy, you know, if you're not at a rank position where you want to be, it's only because you haven't made your mind up to do it yet. They created it. It doesn't matter whether you like it or not. So just go ahead and break it and get done with it. And so, and of course there, you know, I know, you know, a lot of people in the company that looked at me and said, well, he's 65, one on 66. I don't really know. Has he still got a fight left in him? Anyway, and so I was the first one to do it. There was some other, you know, leaders that have a lot of, you know, piss and vinegar in them. But anyway, but I was the first one to do it. And another guy in my downline, he knew what I was doing, so he, because you know, he was checking in on, or checking up on me, and then he said, "Okay, he can't do it alone. I got to be there. I got to be." So he came in like 12 hours after I did. So or even breaking ranks. So the thing was, it was interesting, because you know generational plans. You know how it is. So you know going, six generations down, and then you have to create another generation of 27 leaders going across that each have 20,000 points in their group volume. Each of them, all 20, you have to have 20,000 in their group volume. Duplicate a whole new generation of that. And it was like, wow, that's just a different definition of insanity. Anyway, so
can we dig in on that? That's a great little window. Can we go a little deeper on that, Jeff?
Yeah.
So when did they announce this new rank?
Companies will set compensation plans where it's easy, or you know you can't, you know, and then there's the kind of compensation plans companies will set up that, you know, they'll say we want one that people perform. And if they perform, then we're really gonna, you know, and you know, give them a big bonus for that, which is fine, and that's fair. So, and
you had to really roll up your sleeves, though. You had to go back to work bigger than in a long time.
Right. So that's right. And so every day, it's like morning doing Zooms, and it's first of all, it's getting leaders together. And different leaders who have different teams and saying, okay, do you want to run? Do you want to become more, do more, get more, have more? Do you want to do that? And if the answer is yes, then half the battle is won.
Yeah.
Because if the willingness is there, then that's it. The how-tos don't matter, right, Tom? We were talking a long time ago. And so then once they agree, then it's a matter of getting their team on, going to the next rank. Do you want to go for it? Same questions. Be more, have more, do more. And they say, yes, great. Then we get their leaders on. Go one more generation down, right? And then do that in individual legs, several different legs. But anyway, and then that's it. And then sitting down with them and then looking at their structure to see what's possible. You know, and so in doing that, then, you know, because you can't live in fantasy, right? You got to look at what's probable, what's achievable, right? And so I want somebody to do something that they can do, not something they can't do. And so, so that was the thing, about it. One second. Somebody needs to ask me something.
Sure. That's exciting. So here's the deal about this. The guy.
Okay, I'm back.
That was 1 second. That was pretty interesting. Normally 1 second with us is a long time. But you put your spikes on and got back on the field, and you had to recruit, and you had to empower, you had to motivate, you had to train, the whole tamale, and it made you better through the pandemic, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. And back to that, so what my day consisted of is, you know, sometimes we're doing presentation calls, And then sometimes it's getting the team on and then going over rank reports. Okay, let's look at what you did last month. What does that tell us about this month? Okay, let's look at now. Who do you have here? What is this person doing? What is that person doing? When was the last time you called your 20 customers? You know, it was, or when was the last time that you called this leader, that leader, this leader? You know, I know a lot of them aren't. So I said, okay, we need to get them on a call now. I mean, like yesterday, but today's okay. So, you know, it was like that. And was staying on top of it. And then one thing, too, is I said, now I want you to get rid of certain words. I don't want to hear, I hope, I'll try. I don't want that in your vocabulary. That's very disturbing to me, okay? I go back to the Karate Kid, Miyagi, what he told the boy. When the boy, you know, says, he said, try. He said, there is no try. There is no try. There's only do. You know, and that's what I tell the leaders. You know, the only excuse I accept is death in the immediate body.
Wow.
If you die, I forgive you and I'll miss you and I love you, okay? But that's the only excuse for you not achieving your goal. And so we, you know, and it was that kind of thing. Everything's done in love. It's not bossy or anything like that because we're all friends and all that. But I'm saying, come on, just don't give me your excuse, okay? If you're looking for an excuse, quit now. But if you really want to go and you want to be bigger and greater and really do it, then, hey, man, I'm going to be in that fight with you. So let's just do it. And so we went insane and just lost our – that's why I told the leaders, let's just go crazy for 30 days, okay? We're going to go crazy for 30 days. So morning, you know, afternoon, night, it was like that every day, and that was – as a matter of fact, I remember when I talked to the president and CEO of the company – he says, you know, he says, so you're going to go for it. Yeah. You know, one of all the other executives were saying no one will ever achieve that rank position. That's years away. You know, no one's going to do it, you know, and that really pisses me off when I hear that. But anyway, so you wrote me off that fast, did you? Anyway, so when I talked to the president CEO, I said, I have two fears. He says, what is it? One is that I'll fail. And he said, what's your other fear? And that I'll achieve it. And he says, that's a fear? I said, yeah, because I'm afraid I'll do it alone. And there won't be anyone else. And I don't want that.
So, wow. Did you make a lot of money then when you got it?
Oh, yeah, it was a $100,000 bonus for hitting that rank.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That was awesome. All right, yeah. We're on the Genesis Communication Network. Okay. Thank you, Ted Anderson. We are going to put a big pivot on this show in the next couple of weeks. You guys are going to not even recognize it or us for the better, and it's going to blow your mind. And the guest list is of the caliber of Jeff, and you are going to go crazy. So we're coming back right after this on the Network Marketing and Leadership Show with Tom and Adrian.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
And we're back. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show. We are with the one and only Adrian Chenault, and you love this guy.
I do. He's the best, man. He's so fun. He was my first book interview ever at Rank Makers Live. We hung out, and we did this video together about his – we'll talk more about the book in a minute.
The book is tremendous. What's the name of it?
The Peak. What, Reaching the Peak?
Reaching the Peak.
Wow.
Boom.
I remember when you did that. You were so nervous.
I was. It was
I know
awesome.
It.
And Michelle hanging out with
I
me.
Know it.
So cool.
It was so exciting.
That was a lot of fun. Look forward to doing that again.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. We gotta get together in person this year.
So, Jeff, this is the shortest segment, so I want to stay down the track of going after this rank, because I think there's some really good leadership lessons in there. And so, couple of things that you said that I just want to pull on. One is I loved how you talked about like really going to work on the numbers and on the hierarchies and like, hey, like let's sit down and let's look at your book of who's in your business already and digging into that. And so what are some things that showed up as you did that that would be maybe applicable for those of us who are listening and watching today about like how do you really dig into where there might be kind of hidden treasure inside your organization already?
Yeah, so so we call that taprooting, I guess.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I guess it was at an event I was the one in Texas. What is that? AMP?
ANMP.
ANMP. And one of the speakers mentioned, she was talking about taprooting, she's explaining it, and I said, that's what I've been doing for years. I just didn't know it was called taprooting.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of just working down in your legs. So when I started 22 years ago, I spent, my first 2 years, I enrolled 72 people. And for the next 15 years, I didn't really enroll anyone. Matter of fact, when I had lunch with Ray Higno, I was getting to know him. He thought I was like an Angel Fletcher, you know, sponsor monster and all that, even when I sleep, I'll enroll 100 people.
Yep.
And he asked me, he said, well, how many people do you enroll every month? And I said, what? He said, how many people do you enroll every month? Ray, I don't do that. And he said, what? I said, I haven't done it for, I think at that time that in the conversation, I said, 13 years or 12 years it was. Yeah, 12 years. I haven't rolled anybody in 12 years, right? He said, really? I said, no, you got to understand. I taproot. I work through my leaders to find my leaders. So I recruit, but I recruit with those people who need help. And that's what I do. And then I help them rank up. And when I do that, I build very, very strong legs. Because when I go down, I'll light a fire, and then everybody above that is scrambling to figure out how to get paid on it. And then all these levels and generations where your volume was very shallow, all of a sudden it's filled up. It's, you got a lot of volume on those levels.
And that is, that's such a, yeah, that's extremely valid. And if you ever want, anybody wants to read a book that really will lay out taprooting, Robert Crisp, Bob Crisp, all of us know who he is, had 460,000 people underneath him at Amway. And he was the king of taprooting, and he wrote a book called Feeding a Giant. And if you ever want to buy a book that will explain taprooting and explain to Jeff exactly why he's so doggone successful, he did it intuitively, but there is a science behind it that's unbelievable. And that's really cool that you were smart enough to figure that out. Most people aren't.
Well, and you're right. A lot. And that's, and I think, Tom, that there are, I guess, you know, people, a lot of people network marketing that way, you know, but I did do it intuitively. So the only thing about it is it's important to teach it, isn't it? So that's the thing. And so that wasn't really my strength, though. That's what I would tell them what to do, you know. But that's what I did. And so when just this last summer, when I went to that new rank position they created, for example, that was the one thing I did. I had people, just certain leaders, I said, give me your best. Let, you know, I said, okay, looking at this report, can you get so-and-so on this call? And was in, I was working with one woman in India, tell you a quick story. And she doesn't speak English, so she uses her daughter. She speaks Naga. So there, that's up in the Northeast. That's a whole different type of India. And they're up right around, it's just, I've been there once. It's very cold. Anyway, up in the mountains there. And so anyway, so she speaks Naga. So I would just get that woman on a Zoom and we would talk and I would say, do you want to become more, do more, be more? Do you want that? And she said, yes, I want that. And so then we set the goal for her.
I hate to do this to you. I have got to interrupt you. These are hard breaks. So we're going to take a quick break on the network marketing. You're good. On the Network Marketing Leadership Show. We're coming back right after that. And we're going to talk about the lady that speaks Naga. That's going to be exciting. So everybody hold that thought. We're coming right back.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. President Joe Biden's administration on Friday announced it is raising Medicare premiums, a move it blamed in part on the cost of drugs. Officials pointed out that many Americans covered by Medicare will see a net increase in Social Security benefits. Recipients will get a 5.9% increase in benefits. Policy analyst Mary Johnson with the Senior Citizens League.
This will give a boost in benefits to people who really need them.
The league says the jump in Medicare premiums will eat up the entire adjustment for Social Security recipients with the lowest benefits.
Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson was temporarily suspended from YouTube for allegedly spreading harmful misinformation after he published a video discussing injuries related to COVID-19 vaccination. This is USA Radio News. Steve Bannon has been charged with contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena from the legislative committee investigating the January 6th Capitol siege. The Justice Department's move exposes Bannon to fines and as much as a year in jail for each count. General Michael Flynn joined Tucker Carlson on Friday night for his take.
I just think that what I am not surprised at, but I think Americans are surprised at, is the speed in which they're moving to do exactly as I said, which is essentially to take this country over. And we can't kid ourselves about this, Tucker. That's the direction that they're moving.
The House voted to approve a criminal contempt referral for him last month. As House Democrats continue trying to muster enough votes to pass President Joe Biden's Build Back Better agenda, Representative Warren Davidson, Republican of Ohio, a member of the House Financial Services Committee, said that the massive social spending bill represents a potentially fatal overdose of government that could stifle free enterprise and push inflation higher. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
And we're back. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show. We've got my little boy, Adrian Chenoff, and we've got Jeff Altgibbers. Is that how you say it?
Altgibbers.
Gilbers.
Is it? That's it.
I didn't want to say it because I knew I was going to mess it up. Steve Samahill.
Woo!
All right. So that's a very old name from the past that was on the radio with us.
Cool.
Yeah. So anyway, make a long story short, everybody, we are in a great show with our dear friend, and he has got an international business, and I'll never forget when I was sitting in a room, there were two guys in the room that I was in awe of, Armand and you. And the reason was, here's these two quiet guys, and Eric Worre put his hand on my shoulder and said, that guy over there, and he told me how much money you make, Jeff, and I about had a heart attack because you were sitting there as humble as anybody on the planet with your wife, Michelle, and there was Armand exactly the same way, and I realized just being my true self and doing what I do well, instead of trying to be you, Eric, or Armand, I had a fighting chance of getting up the ladder and hang out with guys like you. And by God, it worked. And that was a mastermind with Eric. He didn't call it that. He called it the seven-figure earners or something like that.
Yeah.
And it was right before GoPro, and you paid it a little money, and you got to go if you could prove you made the dough. But I'm in awe of him because he's a quiet warrior. that understands the game. So thank you. Tell us about the story about the lady from India and the language situation.
Well, the thing is, like I said, when you want to achieve a new rank, it's a matter of just talking to your leaders and getting down into their team and finding people who have great potential. In this case, with this one particular leader, I had a conversation with and we got on and that's why I said, do you want to be more, become more, have more, do more? And the answer was yes. And so then I said, okay. So then looking at her rank potential, I said, okay, so why don't you set a goal for this, for your team volume to be 20,000 points? That'll be good. So that was the plan. And so you've got to know what everybody's going to do. It's like football. Everybody's got a position, right? And that's it. And then that's it. When it's game on, they got to perform, and that's it. And then it's every day just talking to them, sometimes doing motivational talks, sometimes rank reviews. Sometimes I'll spend 3 hours just going over rank reports with leaders, talking to them. Who's this? Who's that? You know, get them on the Zoom. But back to this girl, this woman from India. These are Chinese-looking people. They're very interesting. She speaks Naga. That's her tribe. And her daughter speaks English, so she translates. So she knew the plan. Well, at the end of the month, 3 days, yeah, there's 3 days left. And so she calls me up and she said, I've decided I'm going to blow past that rank, and I decided I'm going to go for this rank. Well, that rank was 100,000 points versus the 20,000 we talked about. And I said, there's only 3 days left in the month. We should have talked about this if that was your plan. And then she says, I know, but I want to do it. And I said, well, maybe you don't understand the compensation plan. She said, I understand it. Let me put it this way. Your leaders would have to recruit, and I gave her a number, and each person would have to join it at a $500 package. Do you really think you could do that? I'm the motivator, right?
Right.
And the daughter said to me, sir, you don't know my mother. When she makes up her mind, she does it. And I said, wow, of all people, I'm not going to be the one that discourages anyone. So, sure, I'm going to cheer you on. Well, I called the company when the month was over. Did she make it? They said, did she make it? That was the fastest person ever hit that rank. And she did.
Wow.
And there were others in India that did the same thing, actually. It was quite amazing. And when they were talking to me about their goals, these were people that, you know, they just didn't play up. They never played up. But talking to them, getting on the Zoom calls, encouraging them and all that and working with them, just the fact that sometimes you have these conversations and you really show that you're interested in someone's success, all of a sudden they start being something that they never were before.
And so, but with your help, with your help, what you're doing with that taproot system and going down there is letting people realize that there's an excuse to fail and there's a reason to be successful. And you're basically jumping in the foxhole with them, showing them the reason to be successful and that they can do it, and not let that reason that maybe all their other uplines told them could stop them. So you're basically just reaching down. And there's a guy watching this show, and he used to live in Tennessee. Good looking guy. Unbelievable. Big network marketer, lead salesman, thought leader, heavily involved with the ANMP. His name is Jay Napier. And Jay's going great guns. And he's driving his car through an intersection. And somebody came through and crashed him. And he's never gotten out of the bed since. Out of the wheelchair since. He is completely paralyzed. And now he's in a nursing home. And he's watching the show. And the reason he's watching this show is because he said, my body is beat to a pulp, but I'm still the same Jay, and nothing's going to stop me from coming back. And he's making a comeback. And that's like the people in India and all these people that we say have no shot until they show us that we have no right telling anybody they don't have a shot, because it's between God and what's in their heart, not that interviewing with the eyes. Right, Jeff?
That's right.
That's all we do, and that's what you're doing, and that's what I love so much about you. It's unbelievable.
And Jay, it's not your body, man. It's your heart. Yeah, that body's going to do what you decide to do. And so you definitely can do it. So, that what a story you just told. Wow, man.
Breaks your heart.
It breaks your heart. Yeah.
Innocent victim.
Yeah.
T-boned. New life. Never gave up. That's what I love. That's what I love about you. And I love, you know, look at your face. I mean, that hit you in the heart. You can feel his story. But that's the kind of person that you have to be in this business to make it. Because everybody else is sound bites, cliches, click, funnel, bot, all that horse manure. And here you are leading with your heart, not your head. And it's created massive wins for you. And you get to travel the world with that great wife of yours, right?
That's right. Well, here's the thing. I didn't get in this to make double seven figures. Okay. I didn't do that. I got in this to make $5,000 a month.
Yeah.
That was it. That was my goal. That would keep the wolves away. That means I didn't have to go get a job. And that was
toughest thing you ever did in your whole business. Toughest thing you ever did in your whole business was go from zero to 500 a month. That almost killed you, didn't it?
Yeah.
And then 500 to 1,000, it got a little easier, but your wife was still looking at you going, really? You're gone every night to make $1,000 a month. Are you an idiot? And you go, yeah, I'm hanging out. And then that 1,000 to 2 starts to get a little bit easier because you've got some validation and some help. And then that 2 to 5, it starts running. And then 5, the party gets on and that ball starts rolling your way. But all of you, the work is at the beginning, not at the end. You got some skills at the end. You got nothing going for you except an absolute fervent desire in that first $1,000 to $2,000 a month. And that's where you live, is taking those people and showing them it's possible. And then the comp plan and this magical business will take care of the rest, right?
Yeah, that's right. And so when somebody says to me, what'd you make your first month? I said, I don't know. I'm still making it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you would have been there my first month and my wife laughed at me when she saw a couple of $100 for that month. And she says, well, at least we can go to dinner.
Yeah.
You know, but now if you take my total earnings and divide it into years and then divide it into months, it's a whole different picture.
Yeah.
Right.
And you're going to keep getting paid long after you're going to get paid. Your wife's going to get paid because she's what, 30 years younger than you?
I'll tell you that, man. Well, you make her happy.
I always say that. You knew I was going to do it sooner or later. She's and not.
My wife, she actually holds a high rank position in the company. She makes, you know, double six figures. You know, she does well. And but she couldn't tell you anything about the compensation plan. She's funny. No.
She's all heart. She's a good person that just goes forward and keeps going and makes the main thing the main thing.
Yeah, Michelle's all heart. She's all heart.
I love that woman. I love her.
So with me and her, it never was about the money. And we don't brag and, and even when people, and when I go into a church and somebody says, well, you know, what do you do? Yeah, network marketing. That's it.
And I bought this church.
Yeah, I just don't get into it. You know, it's funny. My sponsor one time, we had dinner at a place and he says, okay, Jeff, here comes the waiter. Let me see you do your thing. And I said, I don't operate that way. I don't. There's a time I turn on. There's a time I turn off, and I'm off right now.
So you mentioned it a couple times now. And so I want to, you, as you went and stepped through moving to this new rank, you went and you asked this series of questions to your leaders. Where did I can tell you those are the questions. Where did those questions come from for you?
Well, you know, I can't achieve a new rank without the permission of the leaders. I have to get their permission, basically. In other words, they have to engage because I'm not a Superman. I'm not like Richard Brooks, you know, wearing the Superman costume. Okay. I'm not Superman, so I know it's a team effort. So I got to go down there. That's where it's coming from. I realize that. I'm nothing, like Tom said, I'm nothing without you. Okay? I'm nothing. So that's it. I go down. And the thing is, it's got to be about them. It can't be about me.
Yep.
So I've got to find out, what do you, are you happy where you are, or do you want more? Do you want to be more? And when they say, no, I like to be more, I like to, yeah, okay, then all we got to do is do more then, okay? So that's the thing. And then I got to find enough of them, because one won't be enough, right? And that's it, and spending time, and then, and it, yeah, it takes work, but that's it. And that's lacking in network marketing with a lot of people. You know, they just don't communicate with their teams. They just see this money show up, you know, in their bank account, and they're like, oh, thank you, God. Well, you can thank God, but you need to thank your team, too. Okay? That's where your money came from. It came from your team. So go thank them, and then go find out what you can do to help them. And yeah, a lot of it is just, a lot of them don't have any confidence. The most powerful words that we can say to to an individual leader is, I believe in you. I believe in you. You've got to say it from your heart. And when they hear that, it's like, oh my God.
Guess what? We get to take another break. We are so lucky. We're coming back right after this. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Thank you, Ted Anderson. And please listen to the commercials. We got to stay on the air. We'll be back right after this.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to, unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will, or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
And we're back. It is an this show went by so fast. Don't you love this guy?
I absolutely do.
What do you want to ask him to get the heck out of here?
So, Jeff, I love that you just are such a big-hearted guy, and I just think I'm continually amazed. Not that, you know, your wife Michelle is from Southeast Asia, so that, like, it makes sense to me. I can understand the connection to maybe the Chinese market or to certain markets, but you have, you know, branched out all over the world, all different languages, all different cultures, and you have really learned people. And what do you think people can learn from those experiences across these cultures about what are the unifying things that make people tick that work no matter what culture you're in?
Yeah, it's just what we talked about, creating the sticky stuff in relationships. It's nobody knows how much you care, or nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. There we go.
Yeah.
That you have a personal interest. And so, as a matter of fact, I remember my first international trip to Seoul, Korea, and I'd never been outside the United States, and here I'm, you know, in Seoul, Korea, and I'm meeting a doctor, and it's they're very different people. They're very, business minded, and first thing he wanted to do was, he had those poker eyes, want to sit down, talk business. And I thought, oh crap, I hate this stuff. Anyway. And I said to him, you know, I want to do that with you, and I want to talk to you and answer your questions, but here's what I'd rather do. I'd rather go to dinner with you, go out in the city, and you take me to some special place I'm paying, and I want to get to know you. Is that okay? Can we do that? And he looked at me, he said, okay.
So yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, after that night, we were best friends.
That's so
but
awesome.
If I would have got right into business, it just, you can't build a relationship like that. And so once we got the I created the sticky stuff, put some grease in the wheel, then I was able to talk to him, and that was it. And that was, and next thing I know, I'm traveling with him in his Audi going all over the Korea Peninsula, different towns and cities, and I'm doing meetings, and he's translating in Korean. And I said, isn't this crazy? I mean, before I used to mop floors at night. I was a struggling networker. And here I'm in, you know, South Korea, and I'm teaching people about network marketing and all this. I said, this is totally insane. But I went from, and when I flew to Taiwan, I didn't know one single soul. I don't know Mandarin, can't read it, can't speak it, nothing. And I flew in there and not knowing what the heck I was going to do. And before long, what I was doing, well, I started building a team. Long story short, went down to the New Skin building. A guy comes up, speaks to me in English, and I said, you speak English. That's awesome. I have some questions. Do they have a network marketing magazine that networkers read? You know, he said, yeah. Could you take me there? Could you help me get a phone? Could you help me, you know, we had lunch together, you know? And then he helped me do all those things. I said, hey, do you need some side money? I said that you could help me when I get these calls, when I do the presentation, you translate. How about that? He said, well, you know I'm doing New Skin. I said, yeah, you do New Skin, no problem. But just help me out. And he said, yeah, sure, I'll help you out. And next thing I know, I'm hopping planes, trains, and taxi cabs all over Taiwan, building a team, met my wife in a piano bar. She's singing Nat King Cole, and I go up to her. I said, do you know what you're singing about? She said, no. I said, well, you sound great. You know, I said, do you have a card? So I got a wife out of the deal. And she asked me, what do you do? I said, oh, I'm just a businessman.
Wowie.
I said, I'm just
That's
a businessman.
A beautiful story. Jeff, we love you. You're welcome back here anytime.
Absolutely.
You're a role. you're younger than me, but you're like a role model to me. I mean, I'm telling you, I want to be like you when I grow up. You're just so, true story, you're so rock solid. And it's so just fun. Who you are as a dad, everything about you. And I want everybody to understand he came from nothing like me. And all he had was this gift of desperation and a love of people and a realization that if he loved enough people, it was going to work out. And that's what happened. So please, 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 everybody, take his story. Take Jay Napier's story. Take Corinne Love's story. And go out there, count your blessings, and know that there's light at the end of the tunnel, right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Jeff, so you want? No, we talked a little bit about this earlier in the show. Jeff has an incredible book on network marketing called Reaching the Peak. How else can folks connect with you, Jeff, to stay in touch?
Well, my youngest son says I need to stay with Facebook, not TikTok. He said Facebook for old people. So, yeah. You can find me on Facebook.
There you go. Jeff Alt Gilbert is on Facebook. You want to follow? You know, Jeff, your background, your that room you're in is so cool. And I was like, I know that's your house, but I wonder if it's a green screen sort of deal and you're actually like in an office or something and that's just the background of your house. And it's been so fun watching the
sun go down. Yeah,
you.
We watched the sunset that over your shoulder.
Yeah, and that's the mountains, the Great Smoky Mountains National Park back there.
Well, if you ever have any, you know, you could invite us out. We have no life.
Hey, you come. I mean, Ray Higdon and his wife has been here. And matter of fact, we had a lot of leaders from different companies. We had a big party here once.
Oh, my gosh.
Matter of fact, it's funny. You come to my house, you're going to wonder what company I'm in because I got so many different networking products in my house.
Well, we love you, man. Thank you very much. We'll see you next time.
Okay. Yes, sir. Love all of you.
What a great guy.
Next week, Dr. Benjamin Hardy. It is going to be a fantastic show you don't want to miss.
Yeah. And if you don't haven't read Who Not How, go buy that book, everybody. It will blow your mind. So we'll see you all next week. I think it's going to be called the Network Marketing Leadership Show, but it might not be. We'll see you later.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.